Luke chapter number 5. May the Lord add his blessings and bless his word. Get to singing them songs and get a little excited, and you're about losing my voice sometime. I can't hardly wait sometime. You wait till we get there. Just wait till we get there. You're talking about some singing. You're talking about some worship. We'll have this old powers of darkness of this world try to damper our spirit, will we? We'll be free, totally free, to worship, praise, and glorify our wonderful Lord. By the way, he's worthy of all our praise today. He's worthy of all of our thanksgiving that we could thank him and praise him. Hallelujah. It wouldn't hurt us to get a little excited about the Lord. This world gets excited about everything, don't it? We got something to really get excited about. Really something to be thankful about. Luke chapter number 5, verse number 1 says, it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake. But the fishermen were gone out of him and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. He sat down and taught the people out of the ship. And when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answered and said unto him, Master, we've toiled all night and have taken nothing, nevertheless at thy word I will let down the net. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net break. But I want you to notice two things in this passage of Scripture, one of them in particular. Is verse number 1 says, and they pressed upon him to hear the word of God. Then he said in verse number 5, Simon and them, I want to say this about them. They were fishermen. They knew what they were doing. They weren't new. That's what their occupation was. But they toiled all night. And they could have said, they did tell the Lord, said, we've toiled all night and said, we ain't caught nothing. I told them that sounded like some of my fishing, don't you? You ever do that? But that's what they said to him. Master, we've toiled all night. Have taken nothing, but here's what we need to get a hold of this morning. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net at the word of God. And when they had done this, they closed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. They hearkened to the partners which were in the other ship. They'd come and help them. And they came and filled the ships. It says, so that they begin to sing. What a catch. It pays to obey the word of God. It pays to act upon what the word of God says. Nevertheless, no matter what we've done all night, so I'm going to tell you, you may be toiling, you may be fishing, maybe he goes on down one of these passages of Scripture that I'm reading. He goes on telling them, he wants, I want you to be fishers of men. And we may be toiling, trying to catch men for Christ. But I believe he's saying to us this morning, whatever we may be doing for the Lord, we need to realize one thing. Nevertheless, at the word of God. What does the Bible say about the word of God? It will not return void. But it's going to accomplish that he sends it to do. Would you pray with us, Father? We're grateful this morning for your loving kindness and mercy. We thank you for your precious word. We ask you to bless it this morning. We pray that you'd have your way now, Lord. Help us to realize the power of your word as you've sent it to us for a purpose and a reason. Help us to apply it to our hearts. Help us obey it and walk in it. Blessed God, we pray. We thank you for it. Thank you for preserving it for us down through the generations. Thank you, wonderful Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, I'm glad. I'm glad for the Word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, you know, we have something. Turn with me. I want to read another verse of Scripture in the book of Matthew. I believe it's the book of Matthew. Turn with me right quick. Matthew. Yeah, Matthew chapter number 8. Matthew chapter number 8, verse number. Begin verse number 5. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came in him a centurion beseeching him. He said, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy. Thou shouldest come under my roof. But this is what he said. But speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. I'm a man under authority, having soldiers under me, and I send this man, go and he goeth. Another come, he cometh. To my servant do this, and do it, he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled, and said unto them that followed, Verily, I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. But what did he tell Jesus? He said, you know how to come to my house. He said, I'm not even worthy of you to come. But he said, I tell you what, if you just speak the word, he said, my servant shall be healed. There's healing in the word of God. The Bible said in Psalms, I believe it's 107, he said he sent his word and he healed him. Aren't you glad God sent his word? I tell you, I begin to think about what he sent to us. He sent his word in the incarnated word to us, didn't he? If you're reading the book of 1 John, book of St. John, chapter number 1, it said, in the beginning was a word, and the word was God, and the word was with God, was God. But he said, the same was in the beginning with God. And the word became flesh and dwell among us. When God said he'd send his word, he did exactly that. He sent his word, even incarnated word of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the word of God. He's a word. If you don't believe it, read in Revelation. It talks about it in Revelation 19. When he comes back, his name is called what? The word of God. It's called the word of God. He is God's word to this generation. He's God's word to the generation in the past. He's God's word will be in the generation to come. Thank God for his word. And so I'm glad that Jesus Christ, incarnated word of God, came it to this world. Hallelujah. Listen, who you in the world, God said in the beginning, let us make man in our image. Listen, there was nothing made without him, and with him all things were made and are. He's always been, and he's God incarnated in the flesh, and he became man that you and I might have eternal life. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I'm glad God sent his son. I'm glad God sent his word, the Lord Jesus Christ, his word into this world. Thank God he did. Yes, he did. John 4, you read John 1. It's so wonderful. If it's on time, look at it, read it. The first chapter of the book of John talks about that in that word of God that came to us. Hallelujah. He's always been. Did you know God in the creation? You know what he said? Listen, he didn't have to go hunt him up some material. He didn't have to go hunt him up something to create this world and universe with. The Bible said, teaches us. He just spoke it into existence. He said, let there be. And it was so. He's still God. When he said that there be light, there was light. When he said on and on and on, it was a spoken word of God. But he came to us in his only begotten Son. So he came incarnated in Christ, the word of God. But it's not only that. We have the word of God right here. Did you know that? The word of God came to us. Yes, it did. One God's precious word came to us. It's the word of God. The Bible is inspired word of God. It's not just a book. It's not just letters you read. It's alive. The Bible said in Hebrews chapter 4, verse number 12, the word of God's quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even the divine son of the soul. Did you know what? God sent his son. Listen to us, and he sent his word to us. Did you know, if the devil had his way, he'd do it today. He'd get every Bible out of the way. He can't stand the word of God. You listen, you know what Jesus used on him? Even the word himself. He said, it's written. It's written. Man shall not leave my bread alone. It's written. He used the word of God. God's infallible, powerful word of God. He used it. Aren't you glad God sent it to us? I'm glad he sent us his son, the word, manifested in the flesh. I'm glad he sent us his written word. Hallelujah. It's alive. This Bible's not dead. You don't believe it? Try read, if you read it. Woo! Hallelujah. Praise God. As one brother was telling this morning, the more you read, the more you're going to see in it. And he couldn't let us see all at one time. We couldn't handle it. I'm telling you the truth. But he reveals it to us as we read it and study it. And somebody says, well, I don't know what that's talking about. We'll go back and read it again after a while. Go back and read it again tomorrow, later on next week, and look at some verses that you reference to and keep going back and forth. I tell you, it's alive. The word of God. Aren't you glad he sent his word? Aren't you glad he sent it to us? We got it. Written word. He gave it to us. Anything somebody says God told him something, if it don't line up with his book, better check it out. Right there. That's where you got to go to that book and see what the word of God said. Amen. And so what? God sent his word. That's what he said in the book of Psalms, wasn't it? He said he sent his word and he healed him. Amen. That's the only place there's any healing. Whether it's spiritual or physically, whatever it is, it's in the Lord Jesus Christ and in his word. In his word. His Bible. The Bible's a revealed word of God. It reveals God to us. It reveals his son to us. Amen. And so we also, he sent, you know what he told the disciples? He said, go back to Jerusalem and tarry until you've been endued with power from on high. You know what? Something else God sent us? He sent us his word. He sent us these Bibles. He sent us his son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And then when Jesus went back, he told the disciples, he said, I'm going to send you a comforter. He sent the comforter back to us. And when he comes, he'll take the things of Christ and show them to you. You know how we can get a, if you'll keep reading this book and asking God, we can do it by the grace of God. The Spirit of God will quicken it, bring it to life, and reveal it to your heart. It's the Spirit that quickens us. It's the Spirit that opens it up into our hearts, into our lives. And so when God sent the Holy Spirit back to us, the Holy Ghost, and Holy Spirit's all the same. Some places in the Bible it says one, some another, but it's the same one. He's not an it, he's a person. All the Godhead. The Spirit of God. God said, I'm going away. But I'm not going to leave you comfortless. I'm going to send you somebody to help you. You know who he is? That's him. The Spirit of God. And he's a spirit of power. He takes the word of God, the sword. And there's power in the Spirit of God also. Takes that word of God, and that Spirit of God takes the word of God. And I'll tell you, you'd be amazed what it'll do in your life and in my life. And you'd be amazed at the authority and power that'll come from Him. That's what Jesus said. He said, when the Holy Ghost has come and told Him, disciple, you shall receive power, and you're going to be a witness. He said, go tarry in Jerusalem until He comes. He's already here now. It wouldn't hurt us to do some tarrying too, but we're not waiting for Him to come. We just need, listen, we ain't got to tarry a whole lot of days, but we need to get before Him and believe on Him and yield to Him. He can come quickly because He's already here and fill us. Hallelujah. And so we see there's power, listen, in the Comforter, the Holy Ghost, as He comes. Glory to God. And so we're getting back, nevertheless, at Thy word. That's what it all boils down to, what God said. He said, we don't know what all we got. But so I'll tell you one thing. If you'll just speak the word, said He'll be healed. Hallelujah. And He said, nevertheless, we've been fishing, but we're going to just take you at your word. Glory to God. If we've been some of us, and we've been Peter's place, and the disciples, we probably say, well, Lord, we know a lot about these fishing. We'd probably said, we've been fishing all night. We can't catch nothing out here at night. We ain't only us tried this morning. But you know what? They did. They obeyed the Lord. And it got so many, a net couldn't even hold them. Some liberal said, well, he just looked out there and saw them fish out there and know where it was. Listen, hey, he didn't have a look out there. Sure, he could see them if he wanted to. I want to tell you something. We got a miracle working God. We got a miracle working Jesus. Hallelujah. And He's still on the throne. He's still much alive this morning. And the Bible says He said His word. You need healing this morning? Amen. He's got the power. You need forgiveness of sins? He got the power. It's in the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, it said, told all night. There was another verse of scripture. Let's see where it is. One just comes to my mind. I don't know exactly where it is, but it's in the New Testament somewhere. You remember when Jesus came out on the shore? He come down there and He asked them, said, you got any meat? Children, have you got any meat? They've been fishing. Huh? He asked them that. And they told them where to cast in. And they cast out there and they got a bunch. Another time. And one time old Peter said, about the last time he went fishing, he said, let's go fishing. Let's go fishing. And they did. And Jesus come. You remember when He cooked some fish out on the fire? He said, where'd He get them from? He didn't get them from them, did He? What's that scripture, Brother Donnie? You remember what that scripture is? John 20 West, I think it is. That's what I'm looking for. John 21. Look over here. I got to read this. I think that's where it's even after the resurrection here, I believe. Amen. Yeah, that's it, John 21. Thank you, Brother Johnny. Look at verse number 1. After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples. This is a... Amen. He's already got up. And disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. And on this wise showed he himself. There were together Simon, Peter, and Thomas, called Didymus, and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and two other his disciples. Simon Peter said unto them, "Let's go fishing." They said unto him, "We also go with you." "We're going to go with you, Peter. We're going with you." They went forth and entered into the ship immediately. Here it is again. That night, they caught how much? Nothing. But when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. See, he could disguise himself when he wanted to. Then Jesus said unto them, "Children," there it is, "have you any meat?" They answered, "No." He said unto them, "Cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find." They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it in for the multitude of fishes. Boy, paid to obey the Lord and listen to him, don't it? Therefore that disciple whom Jesus loved said unto Peter, "It's the Lord." Now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girded his fishing coat unto him, for he was naked, and did cast himself into the sea. And the other disciples came in a little ship, for they were not far off the land, but it were 200 cubits, dragging the net with fishes. As soon as they were come to land, they saw a fire of coal thereof, and fish laid thereon, and bread. Jesus said unto them, "Bring of the fish which ye have now caught." He done caught some. He catch them without a pole. You say, "How'd he do that?" Just speak to him. How do you think he told Peter to go fishing one day? And said, was it, I think it was Peter. One of them disciples then said, said, "You go catch a fish," and then that fish, there was a coin, said, "Take that and pay our taxes." You said, "What?" He's the master of the sea. He's our Lord and our Savior. He spoke all this into existence. He's still speaking, it's done. You see, he speaks. If we could only believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. You just imagine. He said, he done had his fish or cooking. Disciples came in with him. You know what? Isn't our Lord a good Lord? Hallelujah. He's interested in every area of your life and my life. I'll tell you what. It's a great comfort to know that. He's right there. Go along by our side. And he said, bring of the fish which ye have now caught. So it makes me think he caught some too. He did have them. Done had them cooked, didn't he? Hallelujah. Aren't you glad we got a Lord that's sovereign? He rules over the sea. Many times in the scripture you see what he said. "Peace be still." And you know what they said? I read another verse. I don't know, tell you exactly where it is right now, but you know what he said? He said, they were said, what manner of man is this? Even the sea and the waves obey him. He said, they obeying him. Yeah, they obey him. You mean yes. The wind, the sea, all those things obey our Lord. He holds a lot of things back today. What do you think holds that water from all this water all around us? If you look at it, anybody here in the United States of America, we got water all around us. I still Amazes me how the world, I know it's round turning like this, and there's got to be sometimes it's got to be what we call bottom. Ain't no water running nowhere. We're not falling off. We got something called gravity. Who fixed all that? God did. You know what I'm looking forward to? When it's all over, we're going to be back in paradise where Adam and Eve started off and beyond it. What a wonderful, glorious day it's going to be. Hallelujah. But until then, we can rest in His Word. When Jesus said, "Where I am, there ye may be also," you can rest in that Word. Yes, sir, you can. When He said, "If we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us," you can rest in that Word. When He says to me to live is Christ and to die is gain, you can rest in that Word. You can take Him at His Word. And you can lean on His Word. You can walk in His Word. I'm telling you, it holds you up and carry on. Nevertheless, at Thy Word, I will do what You said for me to do. You said, "Well, you may be like Peter, we may be like them. Some we've been fishing all night. We've been toiling." And I think it's a word of encouragement there. Even for us as a church, Brother Donnie. Even us down at the prison. Just go ahead and keep preaching that word, brother. Just keep putting the word of God out. Because nevertheless, you remember this verse? He said, "My word won't return unto me what? Void. But will accomplish that, that He sends it forth to accomplish." So listen, if you've been toiling, you've been living for God for a long time, some of you have been living for God longer than me. I thank God He saved me by His marvelous grace when I wasn't but 20 years old. Hallelujah. Only regret I have, if it had happened earlier, it had been that much better. But thank God He spared me to then, He spared me since. But you know what? You've been toiling, you've been working. But I'm going to tell you something. If we'll do it according to God's word, I'm going to tell you something. God will bless it. He ordains it. And He'll take that word and He will not let it return void. But it will accomplish that that's pleasing to you. And so you may be walking this life, toiling, long life journey, and going. Listen, but I want to encourage you this morning. Stay on His word. Stand on His word. Walk in His word. And the Bible said, "Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against Thee." God's word is a powerful word. It is. That's what it'll do. It'll keep us. You see that sign one time said, "The sin will keep you from this book." Or listen, "That book will keep you from sin." You know, a lot of people let sin keep them away. They don't even want to read the Bible. But I want to tell you something. But that word of God is powerful and sharper. And it's sharper than a two-edged sword. And God's word, if we'll hide it in our hearts, hide it there. Feed our soul upon it. And meditate upon it. And live, the Bible said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth forth from the mouth of God. We got something to live on, something to grow on, something to press on, that more than this world don't know nothing about it. It's a word of God. Hallelujah. And you can stand on it. You can believe it. It will happen. It is so. Just as sure as we sitting here this morning and standing, God's word is true. It will come to pass. In fact, I believe we're real close to His coming. I believe that. The signs of the time right here upon us. He said He would come in, there'd be a falling away. We live in there. I heard a guy on the news the other night. And I was surprised to hear him say some of it. He said, "This is what even when news comes in." He always does different stuff on the news. He said something, and this is almost word to word what he said. He said, we got probably, may not have over 3 to 5 years. Then he went on to say, if this nation, if we don't ask God to forgive us and turn back to God and repent and ask God for mercy, we may not have over 5 years before this nation going to be communist. Because that's exactly the way it's headed. Socialist or communist, whatever you want to call it. And that's not a good thing. You're talking about persecution. We ain't seen nothing. Folks, if there's been a time, you and I need to take God's word and repent and believe and ask God to revive us, it's now. Psalms 85:6, O Lord, wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee. God's people, you and I, we're the ones. We can't expect revival to start off out yonder in the world. So we just got to start with God's people. It's God's people. It's you and I. It's us. We're going to take God's His word. His word's true. His word is stand. His word's powerful. It's sharp. The Spirit of God takes it. Aren't you glad God sent it to us? I'm so thankful for the word of God. Did you know in some foreign countries they're trying to get a lot of Bibles away, and some are different ones are shipping them over and getting Bibles to the other parts of the country. Some of them, honestly, they get one Bible. Some they'll, you say, this is cruel. They'll take it and take that Bible and put it and just tear it up, not tear it up, but take the pages out and pass them around where everybody have them, just one page of the Word of God. Then they'll switch them back and forth. You say, well, what are you going to do? Hey, and most of us has got plenty of these around somewhere. If you got one, that's sufficient. Most all homes, I can assure you, not in a home here this morning probably don't have a word of God, at least one in it. It's something we need to say, Lord, love you. Love the word. Love it. God said, He sent His word and He healed them. You know what can heal broken hearts? The word of God. You know what can heal them? Strengthen us? The word of God. Man shall not live, say it again, by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth forth from the mouth of God. I'll tell you what to do. No, I want you to do it. I said, I don't even try. But if you did, if you decided you wouldn't eat nothing the next Sunday, you'd be getting weak before the day's over. Wouldn't you? Yeah. What about this book? You going to wait next Sunday with this old feeble preacher? He'll try to give you something? Hey, don't wait on me. I have trouble getting enough of it myself. So what the point I'm making is this simple. God's word. We should take privilege of it. Take advantage of it. Hide it in your heart. I wish I could recall scripture and wish I'd memorize. I have memorized a few verses, but I wish when I was younger, I would even memorize more and more and more. You know why? Because it gets harder. No, not harder the word of God, but it gets harder to memorize it. No, you know what I'm talking about. Barney, isn't the word of God sweet? Hallelujah. I don't know where I'd had it. Somebody gave me what them round things they call them? Not tapes, but cassettes. No, it ain't cassette. What is it? A DSM round. Looked like a little record to me. But anyway, somebody gave me one of the whole Bible, and I stuck it somewhere. Forgot I had it. So I put it in my pickup. That's where I got one of them things. You stick it in there, you know. And so, you know what I've been doing? I've been listening to that. I listened to about 6 of them in the Old Testament. Just when I'm going down the road. It's some guy just reading the Bible. I said, by the grace of God, I'm gonna let him read it to me this whole year. I'm going to try to get through it this whole year. Amen. And I'm already in Corinthians now in the New Testament. So I'm probably going to finish up the New Testament. Then I'm going to go back and try to finish up the Old Testament. I believe by the grace of God that I can listen to it. You know what? It's the Word of God. I know, you don't get all up going down the road, but you can get some of it. You sure can't read too much going down the road. I can't drive. You don't need to do that. No, don't start that. But you can listen. So let's hide some word of God in our heart. And so he said, nevertheless, at thy word, the word of God. So you can depend on the word of God. So listen, nevertheless, it don't matter if we toiled all night, Peter. He'd fished all night. He was a good fisherman. Ain't caught nothing. He said, no, Lord, we toiled all night and ain't caught nothing. He said, nevertheless, at thy word. So it may look impossible. It may look like it won't happen. But with God, all things are possible. Stand with me, if you will.